This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Stacking the Box. Ian McMillan here. Sterling Holmes here. We have one thing left to happen before we kind of enter the dog days of the calendar for NFL fans, and that's the schedule to be released. And we don't know when it's going to happen. We think it's this week. If not this week, it's most likely going to be next week. So what we're going to do on the show today is we are going to predict some of the primetime matchups. We're also going to talk Tom Brady roast. We're going to talk J.J. Watt news. We're also going to predict who's going to win some quarterback battles now that the draft is in the rearview mirror. We now know which teams will have a quarterback battle in training camp, so we'll discuss that as well. Sterling, how are you doing?
I'm good, man. I'm good. Yeah, I can't wait. The quarterback battles, I think, is going to be fairly interesting, intriguing. I have a lot of these guys in Dynasty football, which is not a good thing. Everyone. It's not a good thing when you have four quarterbacks and they're all in a QB battle and all four could lose. So, but no one cares about my fantasy football team. There's about three things that no one cares about: your fantasy football team, what your dream was, and what you shot in golf. No one cares about those three things. So let's move on.
I will say about the quarterback battle, I mean, another thing that most people don't care about is your bets or if your bets won or lost. But
no, they care more about when you lose. No one cares about your wins. No one cares that you won money. We care about when people lose because you're one of us, right? Like, Ian, I'm sorry. I love when you win, but only when you send it to me. If you don't send me your win beforehand, I don't care because that doesn't help me make any money. But when you lose, I go, oh my gosh, he's one of us. He's not just this infallible genius. He is like me.
One thing you can actually bet on, though, is which quarterback in these quarterback battles are going to take the first snap for their team this season. And do you know where you can bet on that, Sterling?
Oh, where can you bet on that, Ian?
You can bet on that over at DraftKings Sportsbook. And guess what, folks? DraftKings is offering a fantastic sign-up bonus for new users. New customers can place a $5 bet on any sport to instantly claim $200 in bonus bets when you sign up with our code STB. You will also receive no sweat single game parlay every single day. The best part is that you will get both rewards even if your first bet loses. So sign up for DraftKings using code STB. And not only will that get you these great bonuses, but it will also directly support our podcast. If you've been considering signing up for DraftKings, make sure to use the code STB to maximize your first bets. This offer is only available to new customers who are 21 plus and physically present in legal gambling states. Please remember to always gamble responsibly. Check the episode description for the full terms of the offer to see if you qualify. Yes, that is what we'll end the show on, as we will talk about some odds that DraftKings is offering on who's going to win these quarterback battles. There's 1, 2, 3, 4, 6. There's 6 quarterback battles that you can bet on over at DraftKings. Sign up using code STB. But first, Sterling, we are going to predict some prime time matchups. So I figure the way we're going to do it, I mean, we're not going to go every single week and predict what the prime time matchup will be every single week. So we're going to go, you're a Chiefs guy, obviously. I'm a Falcons guy. We'll go Chiefs, Falcons, and then we'll point out some other good matchups that we think could be prime time games this year. So Sterling, do you want me to start? Do you want to start? Do you have some notes written down about, I mean, the Chiefs, the issue with the Chiefs is that almost every game could be a primetime game.
Yeah. And that's what it comes down to. Like the Ravens game is going to be primetime. The Texans game, I think, is going to be the opening game. Like I would be, I think it's going to be Texans Chiefs, kind of how last year was Detroit Chiefs, that yep. up and coming team.
So that my first question to you was actually going to be exactly that. Who do you think they're going to play in the NFL opening game? And my guess, the team I was going to say was going to be the Texans. So,
well, just based on kind of how it's progressively gone, when the Patriots had won, it was then the Chiefs because they were kind of the up and comers, right? And then the Chiefs took that when they won. So I'll go Chiefs, Texans, but I think the Bills game is prime time. I think the 49ers game is prime time.
Has to be.
Look, I'm not trying to be a homer here, but if you go Texans, Bengals, Ravens, Niners, Bills, you can make the case that the Browns game might be a prime time game, although maybe not. You're probably looking at what? One of
the Chargers games?
One of the Chargers, Raiders. I think the Raiders game over the Chargers this year, but maybe the Chargers still find a way to get it. I don't think either the Broncos game, the Panthers game won't be. Steelers game, I don't think will be. You know, the Falcons, depending on when that game is, right? Could the Falcons, if they're, you know, in the playoff hunt, which I think we all think they're going to be with Kirk Cousins at quarterback, would the Falcons Chiefs game become a primetime game? Would that make one of the primetime games for the Falcons, right? I mean, you're looking at this and you're like, 8 or 9 games potentially could be prime time for Kansas City. Now, they won't get all of those, obviously, but also, what do you consider a 3:25 game? Not prime time, but you're like, is a 3:25 game going to be considered one of that? They have one Thursday night football game, which is the opening game, right? Well, the Chiefs get another Thursday night football game, which is now allowed under the new, CBA rules. That's entirely possible. Yeah, man, if you were sick of the Chiefs, get ready. You're going to be sick of them yet again. They're now the Patriots, where it seems like every single important game, you're going to see their mugs plastered on TV.
How many primetime games did the Chiefs play in last year? Do you know off the top of your head?
I don't off the top of my head, no. I should probably know, but
look it up if you have a second, because I will yes. say, and this kind of obviously plays into it, is the better, more marketable teams are going to have more primetime games. My Falcons were one of, I think there were 3 teams last year that didn't have a single primetime game, and the Falcons were one of them. They did have a Sunday morning game in London, which I guess isn't technically primetime, but it is standalone, and we got destroyed by the Jaguars. So Falcons had 0 last year. I'm going to guess with Kirk Cousins and a little bit of hype behind them, I guess they get 2, maybe 3, but not more than 3. The Chiefs last year must have had, what, 6?
They had at least 7, including one of them being the Germany game. But I will say it also helps when you play the Germany game and you have a opening night game, right? That's 2 right. automatic ones.
Well, I don't think, I mean, I know it's the Chiefs, the Germany game was standalone, but I think prime time has to be like a night game.
Okay, if you're not counting that, then it would be 6.
Yeah, so they're probably going to get 6 again, if not more. I'm assuming they're not playing in Europe again.
No.
This year? No. So, I mean, maybe they even get a 7th since they don't have a Germany game this year. So, yeah, a lot of different options you go with the Chiefs. I kind of forgot the Falcons are going to play the Chiefs. I hope to God that's not a primetime game. I don't want, you know, I want that game just to like quietly happen on a Sunday afternoon so nobody has to watch that, because that's it's going to be ugly for my Falcons. I don't want to be on the bad side of any more memes.
What, you don't want to throw another bet down? I mean, don't get me wrong, I still have a lot of your golf balls left that you sent me. I mean, golf season's just around the corner, right? I've been playing a good amount. Got to bust them out for some tournaments coming up, but I could always use some more Pro V1s from you.
Oh, we'll place a bet for it, I'm sure. I'll be getting some kind of odds, though, because the Chiefs are going to be like 7-point favorites in that game. But yeah, so I'd rather that game just quietly happen on a Sunday afternoon.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Like I said, the Falcons had zero primetime games last year. I think with Kirk Cousins and with being the NFC South favorites and, being a playoff contender this year, I think we get two or three. The Falcons, even like when they were like prime Julio Jones, Matt Ryan, we never got many primetime games. They're just not the NFL just doesn't like marketing the Falcons for some reason. There was a year the Falcons were like 11-0 and nobody was talking about it.
Well, they're not the fun team. Like even with Matt Ryan and Julio, those two players were great, but they were never the Ravens are a fun team even when they're not great, right?
What constitutes a fun team though?
Like Lamar Jackson at quarterback. I mean, if we're being transparent, like he's enjoyable to watch. The stuff that he does, no one else can do. Josh Allen at quarterback is always going to be enjoyable to watch. The Bengals, when their offense was rolling with a healthy Joe Burrow, T. Higgins, and Ja'Marr Chase, they're fun to watch.
I mean, Falcons had like a league-leading offense for like a three-year stretch.
That's
the definition of fun to watch.
Sure, but I don't think anyone's sitting here going like Matt Ryan and what they're doing is just this super unique style of play. I think sometimes uniqueness is also part of the equation as well. Maybe I'm wrong here. But I don't know if Matt Ryan was ever the most marketable quarterback. Not saying he wasn't a really, really good quarterback, but how many people were saying Matt Ryan for an extended period of time was a top three, top five quarterback? He had the MVP year, right?
Right. So I would argue people don't think that because the NFL doesn't market them. They don't put them in prime time. If they put them in prime time more often, then I think people would have a lot higher opinion about those Falcons teams.
Fair. I don't have a strong opinion. I'm just trying to let you know my thoughts about why. I don't think they're the most exciting team. Last year, if you told me I get to watch Desmond Ridder, I'm sitting here going, great, I could watch the Broncos.
There were four teams last year that didn't have a primetime game, but two of them ended up having a primetime game because they got flexed to Saturday night in the last week was the Texans and Colts. So the two teams that actually didn't end up having a primetime game was the Falcons and Cardinals. So that's tough. Tough company to be in. This year, I do think, we're going to have at least a couple. I think Falcons-Vikings is a shoe-in. Kirk Cousins going against his former team. That has to be prime time.
Yeah, but the Vikings are going to be bad this
rookie
year.
Rookie quarterback, maybe, if he's playing. We'll talk about that later in the show, but could be rookie quarterback. Falcons-Eagles, I think, might be prime time. I saw rumors that the people thought the Eagles were going to play the Falcons in that Mexico game on Friday, the day after opening night. That is now the Packers. There was rumors it was going to be the Falcons, but I do think when the Falcons play in Philadelphia, that could be a primetime game.
Yeah, I could see that.
Other possibilities, like you said, the Chiefs are possible. Cowboys could be possible. And then obviously, and I was surprised the Falcons didn't get a primetime game against the Saints last year because we usually get a Falcons-Saints primetime game with that being one of the bigger rivalries in the NFC. So my prediction is going to be we're going to have a Saints-Falcons Thursday night game at some point. We're going to have a Vikings-Falcons Monday night game and a Falcons-Eagles Sunday night game is going to be my prediction. I'm going to say three Falcons primetime games, one in each time slot.
Yeah, I like it. I think those are all real possibilities.
Falcons also, by the way, have the easiest schedule in the NFL this coming season.
Yeah, it's absurd, which is crazy considering they do play the Chiefs still.
Right.
Like, in comparison, how hilarious is that they still have the easiest schedule, even though they're playing the defending back-to-back Super Bowl champions?
Yeah. Largely due to, obviously, their division is the worst division in football. And then the rest of the AFC West, obviously not good outside of the Chiefs. Who is their one-off AFC team that they're playing? Well, I'm looking at this guy, Steelers. So, I mean, the Steelers, you know, not the toughest game either. And then they got the NFC West. So tough game against the, the Seahawks are the NFC West team. We got the NFC East. So you got the Cowboys and the Eagles, obviously good, but then the Giants and Commanders are two dumpster fire teams. So
yeah, man,
we got to reach double digit wins.
That would be such a disappointing season if not.
That'd be tough.
Burn down the franchise. If you can't rock double digit wins against the easiest schedule in football with this team, the offensive line, the additions the Falcons have made, I'm sorry, burn it down.
Yeah. I got some other recommendations for potential primetime games, which I would look forward to see. Do you have any? Do you want me to start off?
You got it, man. This does not, and I feel bad, but I'm sorry you're going to absolutely hate this now. Being a Chiefs fan now, I don't care anymore.
I hate that.
I'm sorry. I just don't care. Like
because every Chiefs game is fun. So like you, like yes. The other games don't matter.
Yes. To an extent. Yes. Like yes. Like I'm sorry. And also now it's like the Chiefs are in so many primetime games. They're in so many primetime games. I don't care. Like when they were bad, it was so fun. You're like, look at this. The Chiefs get a game. Everyone gets to see him lose 30-14. I can't wait. But now it's like, yeah, I get it. The only reason why I like the Chiefs playing in primetime games, because I finally get to see a good team. I'm so sick of watching the Broncos last year. I'm so sick of watching ass teams on primetime struggle to score 14 points.
I do want to shout out Jalen in the chat, who said, tough loss for your Maple Leafs Saturday night. This is a football show, my friend. We are not talking Maple Leafs. Please. Please. It's football season, kind of. Yeah, I hate Chiefs fans. I now hate Chiefs. I mean, I've talked about this in the past. How, like, arrogant Chiefs fans have gotten after just a few years of success. And everything, I think what bugs me the most is every single thing I see from, like, Chiefs media and like Chiefs writers and like Arrowhead Addict is also positive and like optimistic, which you never see from any other like team. Like most other teams, like sure there's positive and optimistic stuff, but there's also like negative stuff and like, oh, this isn't a good move and that wasn't a good move stuff from every team except for the Chiefs. Everything the Chiefs do, you see pieces that are like, this is the greatest move of all time. I saw earlier today, I wish I could find the tweet, I forget which publication it's from, but it was Xavier Worthy may end up being a Hall of Famer for the Kansas City Chiefs. Perfect.
Okay. That's not me. I have panned a few moves. And quite frankly, I've been kind of right. I panned the Juwan Taylor sign. Like I've not just been, and that's also my job, not just with Arrowhead Addict, but more radio in general, right? Where I take the fandom off and I become strictly media and I have to be and give unbiased opinions. And I've gotten crushed for them sometimes. Now I've gotten a lot right. I look back at my 2021 Chiefs draft grades and chef's kiss. Nailed them all. That was pretty fun. And that was without me being too optimistic. The two guys I was highest on, Creed Humphrey and Trey Smith, nailed that one, right? Two guys I was lowest on, Joshua Kando and Cornell Powell. Yeah, nailed that one too. Yeah, you got to have some nuance in all takes and all things. But it's hard to go against what the Chiefs have done in their two rebuilding years. They've won Super Bowls. Right? It's really hard to find fault in what they've done, especially when draft after draft after draft has gotten better, better, and better. It seems like they know what they're doing. Again, the draft is somewhat of a dart throw. It's not a science, right? It's not. But the Chiefs have found ways to be better than the rest of their peers. And when you look around and they're lauded, not just by Chiefs fans and Chiefs media, but national media in totality, It's hard, man. It's hard to go against success. It's hard to go against the champs. Now they have to prove us wrong. No longer are they trying to prove us right. Prove us wrong now. That's what the Chiefs are doing.
I encourage everyone to just go on Twitter and just search Xavier Worthy. There's one clip of him like running a pretty basic just 10-yard out and catching the ball, and everyone's just tweeting like he's about to be, you know, a Hall of Famer in his first year. It's unbelievable.
And the Chiefs won the Super Bowl with dudes who couldn't catch the rock last year.
He ran a 10-yard out in this clip, and people are tweeting like it's the most impressive thing they've ever seen. So he's just running a route during rookie camp. Like, let's relax for a second.
Because we didn't see that last year.
It's going to work out well. He's going to end up being like a pro bowler this year immediately. So that's the part that makes me angry.
All we saw were bad routes and drops last year for the majority of the Chiefs wide receivers. So the bar is low for wide receivers. Last year was the year the rest of the NFL had a chance. They blew it.
I hate that. I hate how optimistic and confident Chiefs fans are. But what I hate even more is that they're right and this guy's going to be a stud. Because I don't know, the Chiefs went from being like a poor, unfortunate franchise to just everything's coming up Chiefs year after year.
Put your head here. Put your head on your shoulder to cry on, Ian. Here's your shoulder, your big, strong shoulder to cry on, okay?
Jalen says, back in the day, it was so hard to get a Chiefs primetime game. It was like Christmas Day when the Chiefs were in primetime with Jamal Charles and Matt Cassel. Yeah, what you guys have, I want, unfortunately. You guys are living the dream of every sports fan ever, where your team just becomes like a world beater. Like, it's got to be nice. Instead, I'm stuck with teams who draft Michael Penix Jr. 8th overall and hockey teams that have lost, you know, 7 straight winner go home games. You know, it's so if there's people that have good luck with their sports fandoms, there has to be people that have bad luck. That's how things even out. So I guess I'm just taking the bullet of being the guy who cheers for teams that do nothing well ever.
You're not a Jets fan.
What? New York Jets?
Yeah, I mean, come on. Good things could be worse, guy. I will also point out, I think the Jets can be pretty good this year, but just in general. That's why they make movies for people like you. Like, you know, you have Rudy.
I don't like Rudy.
You have like The Rookie and Angels in the Outfield. Like, that's why they make movies.
Yeah.
And the Mighty Duck, dude.
Is being a Jets fan worse than being a Falcons fan?
Oh, yeah, man.
At least they have one Super Bowl. They can just go back and watch the 1968 Joe Namath Super Bowl.
Yeah, but that's my point. Like, the Falcons at least made a Super Bowl relatively recently. The Jets, their best era in recent memory has been with Mark Sanchez.
They made a couple AFC championships. I think back-to-back AFC championships.
Yeah, but it's Mark Sanchez.
Yeah. Well, not like I have anything to show for the Matt Ryan. I mean, I can't even like enjoy that one Super Bowl run because it ended in 28-3, so.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
All right, I'm going to point out some other games that I'm going to be excited for. I guess you're just not even going to watch because it doesn't involve the Chiefs and you don't care about them. But we got the Harbaugh Bowl this year, Ravens against Chargers, Jim and John Harbaugh. That'll be fun.
That has to be electric. Electric.
Yep. We got Steelers against Broncos. It could be Russell Wilson back to Denver.
No.
Interesting.
No, that's a game that happens where it's 10-7 and everyone wants to stop watching football.
Right, but it'll probably be on prime time.
It'll be a Thursday night week 2 game, yeah.
What are the games? Bills against Houston Texans. Stephon Diggs against his former team. That could be interesting. We got the Lions and the Texans. That's a fun one.
Yeah, it'll be a good one.
Eagles Bengals. That's a fun one. The two, well, I guess the Bengals beat the Chiefs in the AFC Championship, but two like recent Super Bowl runner-ups. That's kind of fun. I can't think ever of when the Eagles have played the Bengals. It feels like a matchup that's never happened.
Yeah, you're right. That does feel like it's been many a year.
Yeah. 49ers, Dolphins. That's fun. Shanahan against McDaniel.
Yeah, that'll be intriguing. Yeah. Just make sure it's not cold.
Bears, Packers. Bears could be fun with Caleb Williams now, and that loaded offense could be fun.
Yeah, Bears are kind of tasty this year.
Kind of, yeah.
Bears fans are delusional. But the Bears are actually going to be a pretty decent team this year as long as Caleb Williams is not Trubisky.
Yes. I mean, he has weapons. I don't know what he does. He still doesn't really have an offensive line, but he has weapons.
It's not bad, though. Like, I will die on this so that I think Justin Fields really made the offensive line look worse than it really was. Like, I get the Bears' offensive line was not good, but it wasn't Jets or Giants bad. Like, he made it look worse than it really was.
So I know that you only care about Chiefs games. Of any of those that I said, which one do you think excites you the most? 49ers, Dolphins?
Yeah, if that's a warm one. I think if that's a warm game, that'll be fun. Like earlier on in the year or the games in Miami. I don't know if it's in Miami or not.
It's in Miami.
Then, yeah, it doesn't matter. That'll be a fun one. The Shanahan Bowl will be fun. I'm looking forward to that one. That'll be a good one. I think Detroit and Texans, right? That'll be a good one. That'll be very intriguing. Just two teams who are on the cusp now, right? Both have now been there. It's no longer the lovable bunch, right? The Texans, maybe you get one more year of that. You might get one more year of that. But at some point, then all those guys are off the rookie contract and you got to pay all these dudes. The Texans have gone all in, right? They're no longer a fun story. They want to be taken seriously. As I said last year, come on, Ian. Mm-hmm. And then the Lions, now it's time, man. You're kind of the same boat with the Lions. It's no longer, this is fun. We all love Detroit and rah, rah. It's like, okay, now it's time to actually win something. Now it's time to at least go deep. Now it's time to win a Super Bowl, make a Super Bowl. It's time.
I will make one more prediction. I think the first Sunday night game of the year, week one, is going to be Jets against the 49ers. Aaron Rodgers, first game back, and he's going against the team that didn't draft him. Week one, Sunday night football, Jets, 49ers. How about that prediction?
If the old folks home stays healthy, they're good, but the Jets could also do the exact same thing as last year, and I would not be surprised. They have taken so many chances on just old dudes, and they got some guys like Malachi Corley and some of the moves and Garrett Wilson and all that stuff, but man, offensive line, quarterback, some of the defense, you're just like, man, that's old. Don't break a hip.
All right, so there we go. I guess the NFL doesn't like have a set day that they're scheduled to release the schedule, I guess, or they announce it last second because people don't really know when the schedule is going to be released. Rumor is it's going to be this year or next year or this week or next week.
I hope it's this year or next year.
Yeah, you would hope. It would be kind of fun if they just left the schedule to a complete mystery until the season started. And like we didn't know who the Chiefs were until like they came out on the field. That'd be kind of fun. I mean,
it's awesome. It'd be great for opposing fans trying to travel. That'd be awesome. Right. Yeah, no logistical issues there. Yeah.
That's right. Just all of the Chiefs opponents fans, just they all just go to the game and just hope it's their team that comes out of the tunnel.
Yeah, that'd be great.
All right, let's move on to quick reaction to the Tom Brady roast. I'm going to be honest, I didn't watch it because we can get to the actual roast in a second because there are some highlights on it. But I have a take about it, and it's that I don't want to see Tom Brady's face in public at all anymore. Part of it is the fact that I just hate Tom Brady. The McMillan family was 0-3 in Super Bowls against Tom Brady. He was the enemy of my football fandom for my entire life. The very first NFL game I ever watched was Rams-Patriots, his first Super Bowl. Number two, your GOAT. I like it when your greatest of all time in a sport is some mysterious figure that barely ever shows up in media, like Michael Jordan. I like that Michael Jordan doesn't do media. You don't see a Michael Jordan roast. When Michael Jordan like shows up, it's like a big deal. When they did that documentary, he's huge because it was him talking about the last dance with the Bulls. That's what I like my GOAT to be. I like my GOAT to be mysterious, who barely shows up. He's just in a mansion somewhere smoking a cigar. That's not Tom Brady. Tom Brady can't get enough showing his face. Even if that means being the subject of a roast, he wants to have his face on camera as much as possible, and that drives me nuts. Show me less Tom Brady. If he like disappeared, I would start to actually respect him. I don't want to look at a dumb face anymore.
I hate that he was entertaining and good. I hate that I like him not playing football. I hate that I would love to grab a beer with him and just shoot the shit. Like, dude, I would. I hate it, man. And like Edelman's great. Gronk's great. Belichick was hilarious. Like, it really makes me mad. But you got to give credit where it's due. And damn, it was good. Like, I get it. Is it cheesy perpetually throwing Tom Brady out in the spotlight? Yeah, but man, there were no shots pulled. It was amazing. I've not even finished the whole thing yet. I've seen a ton of the highlights. I've started it, but I need to finish it because, man, like, Nikki Glaser just goes all in. All in. Kevin Hart was solid. I mean, it was awesome. Tom Brady was hammered at the end, sounding like it was Joe Namath going struggling. Like, I mean, this was fun. I love roasts. Jeff Ross is phenomenal. And Tom Brady was a great sport about it outside of the one shot at Robert Kraft, where he had to go up to Jeff Ross and basically told him to cut the shit.
I didn't see that.
That's the only thing you got of all the things. I mean, Giselle was getting just ripped on, you know, saying, hey, man, you didn't find it surprising when your wife kept going to jiu-jitsu and never got past a white belt. Like, I mean, it was just getting ripped on time. And Kevin Hart going like, yeah, man, when you have to choose between your love of football and your family, you take that chance to go back and go 8-9. You have to take that chance. Like, I mean, they ripped on Giselle and him and their marriage. Drew Bledsoe, you know, I got something that you'll never have, a 28th wedding anniversary. I mean, it was just incredible. And Brady took it all in stride. And at that point, you got to respect the man.
I like my goats to be hidden, mysterious figures. That's just me. Do you agree with that take at all?
I mean, kind of.
Do you at least get where I'm coming from? Like, I just don't want to see him.
Like Wayne Gretzky?
Yeah, Wayne Gretzky just has recently started doing like TNT broadcasts. But like for a long time, Wayne Gretzky was like that. You just barely ever saw him.
Tiger Woods.
Tiger Woods, you never see Tiger Woods except for at a golf event. Fact.
Well,
no, he recently went on talk shows.
And you might see him being chased by someone with a golf club. You might see him.
Okay.
Doing some bad situations. No, I mean, like, I get what you're saying, because Tiger Woods was very mysterious for a while, right? He was, that was part of his aura. I don't think it's mutually exclusive, though, because people love when Jordan talks. People love when Tiger talks. People love, I think they're going to, when Tom Brady talks. And if you're talking about media in general, sure, as far as him being broadcasting and stuff like that, sure, it's going to be unique getting used to, but I don't have a big issue with it because I think he's pretty good at what he does.
I have another take too, and this is Jalen brings this up. He said, I really dislike the Patriots, and that's an understatement. I think about watching the Dynasty on Apple TV, and every time I click on it, I just can't get myself to watch because it's the Patriots. I have another take with these sports documentaries, and I feel like there's been like five about the Patriots. You can't come out with them right after it's over. That's why The Last Dance was so good. Because Agreed. It came out 25 years after they won those championships. Because then you kind of forget what happened. You got to stop coming out with these sports documentaries like 2 months after they won a championship. Like, give us time. Give us time to forget. Give us time where we're like, oh, yeah, I wonder if there's some, you know, some things I forgot or some things, you know, some stories that weren't told. We can't have it where, like, the Patriots dynasty has been dead for 2 years, three years max, like, we need some time for them to be coming out with these Patriots documentaries. So, I mean, I'm never going to watch a Patriots documentary anyways, even if it's 20 years in the future. But that's why I think some of them aren't doing as well as some people would think. There's got to be more time between when the thing happens and when there's a sports documentary about it.
Yeah, I could not agree more. That right there, Ian, is a take that I think all of America can get behind.
Thank you. Glad we could agree on that. Moving on, unless you have anything else to say about the Tom Brady roast, I'm not going to watch it. Didn't watch it, won't watch it.
No, I'm stoked to watch it. I mean, I'm stoked to finish it. So, yes, it everything I've seen so far has been awesome.
I'm not really a roast guy anyways, to begin with.
Wow. Yeah, you're too Canadian. So this means you're too nice. Like, you cringe. You're like, ooh, you shouldn't say that. What are you talking about?
Oh, sorry. Sorry. That's what they should say after every. Oh, sorry. JJ Watt says he will return if the Texans absolutely need it. Is this even a story? He's never going to come back, right?
No,
they even ask him to come back?
I don't know.
Henderson goes down, maybe.
How old is JJ? He's 35 now. I mean, he's in great shape still.
I guess they would need like four defensive ends to go down with a season ending injury, and then maybe.
His last year was, what's that, 2022. He did get, I forgot about that. He did get 12 and a half sacks his final year. I did completely forget about that.
With the Cardinals?
Yeah. Yeah, his final year, he was okay. A stud. Yeah.
I actually didn't know he had that many sacks either. That's kind of surprising to me.
So, I wonder. That's more intriguing now, isn't it? That's a little more tantalizing. Yeah, I think it would have to be something serious, someone to go down, and you'd have to also say, hey, you're not starting. You're like a rotational guy. You can occasionally. Yeah. You know what? Yes, I believe this. I do believe he'd return to the Texans if they absolutely need it, because they would have to absolutely need it. Not want it, not try and make a fun story, true, but absolutely need it.
I do always feel bad for the athletes who stay with the team for the majority of their career and they suck for the majority of their career. And then like right after they retire, they become really good. I mean, obviously, J.J. Watt was there for a couple of Deshaun Watson years. I mean, like he was in the playoffs a couple times, but still for the large majority of his time with the Texans, that team stunk. Sucks.
Yeah, it's brutal.
All right, let's wrap up the show with some quarterback battle talk. Once again, these odds, you can actually bet on these for which, the way it's graded is which quarterback takes the first snap of the season for the team. So obviously, I mean, if one of the quarterbacks like misses the first game because of an injury, or, you know, they're sitting a rookie for a couple of games, it's going to be just whoever takes the first snap for the team regardless. So all of these teams pretty much have one player that's a, you know, significant favorite. So I'm not going to tell you the odds, Sterling. We're just going to go team by team, because you haven't looked at the odds, have you?
I have not, no.
So we're just going to go team by team, and then we'll see if the quarterback that you think will start for the team is the betting favorite. Let's start with the only team that has a three quarterback battle. It is the Denver Broncos. Bo Nix, the rookie quarterback they just drafted at 12 overall, Jarrett Stidham and Zach Wilson.
This was tough. I think Stidham is the answer. I think Zach Wilson's intriguing, actually, to start, because I still feel like there's some upside with Zach Wilson, but that's also because I'm just an idiot. I don't know why I still have any sort of faith in Zach Wilson. It makes zero chance at all. I do think that was the worst offensive line in football last year was the Jets. I thought he got zero help anytime he ever played with the Jets. Just it was a train wreck from the get-go. Now, it's not like Denver is this great situation to land in by any means, but I do think, obviously, Sean Payton can coach. I just am intrigued still, a little bit intrigued by Zach Wilson, but I think Stidham's the starter. I think Bo Nix takes over by week six or something like that, but I think Stidham's the starter.
Well, if you believe that, you should head over to DraftKings and use the code STB to sign up, because Jarrett Stidham plus 330 to be the week one starter. Bo Nix minus 300. On favor for Bo Nix to take the first snap of the season for the Broncos. Wilson, big long shot, 9-1 for Wilson to take the first snap of the season.
Yeah, I like that Stidham a lot. Honestly, I might need to take a little look-see back on this when it's all said and done. Obviously, this is before OTAs and training camp and all that stuff to see how the battles actually go. But yeah, I think Stidham's for sure the week one starter right now.
Interesting. Raiders reports were that they were looking to take a quarterback. But because the Falcons took Penix Jr., there was none really left for them to take when it was finally their pick. So now they got to have a quarterback battle between Gardner Minshew and Aiden O'Connell. Who do you think takes the week one snap?
Well, this is hard, because if you want to go off of what had some success late in the year, you go with Aiden O'Connell. But the Raiders didn't have success because of him. It was almost in spite of him. Right. Now, he wasn't horrendous. Like, it wasn't this train wreck, although the game that they won and beat the Chiefs, he was horrible, didn't complete a pass from the second quarter on. But they rallied around Aiden O'Connell. So part of me thinks Antonio Pierce, just to be this rah-rah guy, kind of, you know, this Raiders culture is really coming back strong, right? So I feel like if you're trying to buy back in, you almost have to go with Aiden O'Connell. But I think if you actually want to have success, relative success, and a chance to make the playoffs, I think you go Gardner Minshew. Because I do think the Raiders have a very similar roster than, you know, the Colts, what they had last year. Did they make the playoffs last year or just miss? With Gardner Minshew.
The Colts, they had that game against the Texans. Remember, drop pass, yes, on the fourth down, and the winner ended up winning the AFC South because the Jags then lost the next day. So,
correct.
Yeah, they were a drop pass away from winning the AFC South.
And I think that Raiders, or this Raiders team, is more talented than that Colts team. I think it's close because I think that Colts team was actually a little better overall than people gave him credit for, which is why I think they might be a little dark horse this year with Anthony Richardson. This Raiders team, especially their defense, is much improved. They've at least sunk some resources into the offensive line. They now have Brock Bowers and Mike Mayer, who I like both tight ends. They have Devontae Adams still. If you go with Gardner Minshew and you told me the Colts won 10 games this year, I wouldn't be shocked. I'd be slightly surprised. I'd be like, the Raiders. I'd say the Raiders, they exceeded expectations a little bit, but I wouldn't be like completely, oh, that's crazy talk. That's if Gardner Minshew's quarterback. So I think it might be Aiden O'Connell, but I hope they go Gardner Minshew if you're a Raiders fan.
I think just almost based on the contract, I think they're going to go Minshew. They signed him to a 2-year, $25 million deal. I don't think you sign a guy to that kind of deal, and then he's a backup. Minshew is the minus 400 favorite to start week one. I think Aiden O'Connell, there's a possibility he starts, but I think you'd have to greatly outperform him in training camp and in the preseason.
Yeah. Also, by the way, Gardner Minshew is a phenomenal bridge quarterback. Like, this is what he's going to do for the rest of his career, is right. Sign these 2-year contracts, be a bridge quarterback for a young guy.
Yeah.
And I mean, it's a great way to make money. Great for a guy who was a 6th rounder who, by the way, kind of had the same thing happen to him, right? He got thrust into that role and really took off.
Yeah. The Vikings quarterback battle between Sam Darnold and J.J. McCarthy is the closest in terms of the odds. So who do you think starts week one for the Vikings? Sam Darnold or their top 10 draft pick, J.J. McCarthy from Michigan?
Whoever gets the ball to Justin Jefferson the best.
Mm.
I mean, I know it's silly because they said that last year, but I think it's true. Whoever is just like, you know what? I will force feed Justin Jefferson. I think it's going to be J.J. McCarthy. Because it's not like he's a super young guy. I know he hasn't thrown a ton of passes just because at Michigan they didn't throw the ball a lot, right? So it's not like he's had a ton of reps. But he's experienced. He's played in the biggest games. You can't really use that as an excuse, right? It's not like he's coming from it's not Josh Allen coming from Wyoming where you're going to expect some sort of ramp up here, which, again, he started week one, I believe, if I'm not mistaken, with the Bills. If I were the Vikings, I would start J.J. McCarthy. Again, the fact he just won a championship, there are going to be calls for McCarthy right away. You know what you have in Sam Darnold. You know what you have. There's nothing there. I think they do go with J.J. McCarthy here.
Sam Darnold is the favorite, actually, minus 160. So only a slight favorite. Darnold, the favorite, minus 160. J.J. McCarthy, plus 120 to take the first snap of the season for the Vikings. I mean, we may not know what we have with Sam Darnold. I mean, I remember last year during 49ers games, I'd have people tweeting at me that Sam Darnold was the better quarterback than Brock Purdy, that they should be putting Sam Darnold into play for the 49ers, and that, you know, he didn't get a fair shake in New York or with Carolina. So there are Sam Darnold believers still out there.
Yeah, they're called ghosts.
there you go. So JJ, so you like the plus money, plus 120 for JJ McCarthy to take the first snap for the Vikings this season.
Yes, I do.
This one was interesting to me, is the Patriots between Jacoby Brissett and Drake May.
It should be Drake May, but I also understand the thought process of having a guy sit for a few games. Like, if the question was who starts the most games next year, I think it's easy Drake May. Easy, right. Drake May, but it's week one. Mm-hmm. And that's what makes me nervous, because I could see a possibility where the first 3 or 4 games is Brissett. Then the Patriots go 0-4 because they're a bad team. And they're like, okay, we'll throw Drake May in there. I'll go Drake May, but I'm not confident in it just based on how I think the Patriots are going to operate.
Brissett is a massive favorite to be week one starter. Minus 550 for Brissett to be week one starter. Drake May plus 350. I would probably make Jacoby Brissett the favorite, but minus 550 seems insane. I mean, Drake May comes out and has a strong... I mean, there is just a trend generally of rookie quarterbacks starting more often in week one of the rookie season than you know, like late 90s, early 2000s. Like, it'd be almost unheard of for the real rookie quarterback to start week one. Now it's more common than not, so... I think it's going to be Brissett, but like, if we're just talking about betting odds and where I think the value is, I think May has value there, plus 350. If he has a good training camp and a good preseason, he starts week one.
Yeah, and also in my dynasty league, I really hope it's I hope it's Drake May because I drafted him.
Mm. Steelers, Russell Wilson, Justin Fields.
Yeah, I hope this is Justin Fields because I have him in my Dynasty League, which was stupid.
Well, you might be getting some kick return points from Justin Fields.
Yeah, apparently. Yeah, that was weird. Yeah. Although it kind of makes some sense, and I was really intrigued. Like, at first I wanted to like just rip on it, and then I was like, okay, Justin Fields as a returner actually is not the dumbest idea I've ever heard, as long as he's not your quarterback, of course.
Right. With the new kick return format, it makes a little bit more sense.
Makes a lot of sense. Oh, I think it'd be awesome. It's going to be Russell Wilson based on what the Steelers have already said. The Steelers have come out and said, it's Russell Wilson. It would be shocking if they went against the word of a veteran quarterback this quickly. They already said it's not really a competition. That being said, if it were me, I would have Justin Fields. Well, I don't understand why you would have Russell Wilson as the starting quarterback at this point in his career. You still want to see what Justin Fields has. There's at least something left in the tank with Fields. Russell Wilson's beyond cooked. It's done. You saw what you had with him last year. You saw what the Steelers offense was last year with the way Russell Wilson currently plays in the NFL. Try something different. Try Fields. They're not going to, at least until later on in the year. It's going to be Russell Wilson.
Russell Wilson's the overwhelming favorite, the biggest favorite of all these quarterback battles, minus 700 to be the week one starter for the Steelers. I agree in terms of, I think Justin Fields obviously has a higher ceiling. So I would rather go with Justin Fields. I don't see what you can get by putting Russell Wilson in there. But yeah, minus 700, if you translate that to implied probability, there's an 87.5% chance they go with Russell Wilson in week one. The final one on the list here, I think this one's a pretty obvious answer. Seahawks between Geno Smith and Sam Howell. I think Geno Smith obviously is a week one starter, but I think he's on a short leash. I think if Geno Smith doesn't perform well the first 5 weeks, then they go with Sam Howell. But I think I don't see a world where Sam Howell starts.
Yeah, I could not agree more. I think it's a relatively short lease for Geno. I think, 5 or 6 games is probably the cutoff, I would see. Especially because Sam Howell is a really good backup. Like, he's at least a spark plug. Like, maybe he takes over for a couple games, but I could see him and DK Metcalf having some fun. In those couple games, if he took over, you're going to look at DK Metcalf popping off probably because slinging Sam, he don't care about the interceptions. He's going to get his yards.
Yeah. Geno Smith minus 330. So I actually think there's some favor on him. I mean, you'd have to lay a heavy price on it. But I think even no matter how the training camp goes, I think they're going to let Geno try to start the regular season and see how it goes. Once again, might not last long, but I'd be shocked if they make him the backup before the season even starts.
Yep. Couldn't agree more.
All right, there you go. So that is the quarterback battles. I noticed there's no odds for Kirk Cousins and Michael Penix.
Shocking.
Not even going to give the guy a chance who you just drafted 8 overall. We'll see you in 2026 at the earliest.
We'll see you on a second contract.
Yeah.
Well, it worked for Jordan Love and the Packers.
Yeah, Jordan Love was 21 or something when he was drafted. 22.
Yeah, you don't see a 29-year-old rookie, basically.
Can't wait.
Yeah, it'd be awesome.
All right, that's the show. Any final thoughts, Sterling?
I did an escape room over the weekend, and it was awesome. There was
only a long time since I've done an escape room.
There was a 17% escape rate on this one, and we got to the final part, but we ran out of time. Mm-hmm. We had everything ready. We knew what we were supposed to do, and it was awesome, though. Like, when you get to that point, it's fun, though, because at least you got there. And again, only 17% escape rate. It was a bank heist. We got all the diamonds. We got all the money. All we had to do was escape, and we were on the final clue. We figured it out and ran out of time. The coppers got us.
How big was your group?
Five.
Bigger groups can either work against you or work, like, obviously more minds better, but also then there's like some, you can get in some arguments if it's too big of a group.
Yeah, it was me, my fiance, her parents, her brother. So it was us five. Mm. And we worked very well as a team, which I think is going to translate very well to marriage. So I have that going for me at least.
Good stuff. Jalen Butler said Xavier Worthy rookie of the year. Yeah, we talked rookie of the year last week. I think we decided our stack in the box squad ride for rookie of the year is going to be Ladd McConkey.
Yeah, Ladd McConkey is where I'm rolling. I just think he is going to get so many targets.
Speaking of dynasty sports, I drafted him with my first round pick.
What pick did you have?
8.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice. Yeah, I had 5, but it's a 12-team league. And not thrilled with how it went, but when you need a quarterback because your quarterback is Deshaun Watson, Justin Fields, and the corpse of backup dudes, you take the chance on Drake May.
Yeah, you have to. All right, that's our show. Yeah, Jalen says a lad plus 3,000. Yeah, we like those odds. Very good chance he could be the number one receiver for Justin Herbert. And it should be a fun year under Jim Harbaugh. That's the show. Subscribe to Stacking the Box on YouTube. Like this video. Rate and review the podcast if you're listening to the audio version of this. We may or may not actually have the schedule for next week. But we'll be back regardless. Monday, 5 p.m. Eastern. Take care, everyone, this week. I was about to say go Leafs go. I don't know why I was about to say that. I guess I thought that they won, but no, they didn't. So enjoy the NBA playoffs, the NHL playoffs, PGA, all that good stuff. Sign up for DraftKings using code SDB, and we'll talk to you next week.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.